Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Each and everyone that are joining in with us this evening, I bless God, I praise God, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I am so glad to have the opportunity to invite you to this, the fifth night of our fifth annual end of the year seven night Holy Ghost revival. And when I tell y'all, God has been moving. Ooh, child, you've been missing it if you missed it. I'm trying to tell you, He has been blessing our very soul each and every night. On night one, we had Minister Bernard Marrow. He told us the securities of being a believer. On night two, we had Minister Dominique, who told us about the strategicness of God. On night three, we had Reverend Arthur Burgess, who told us about a holy interruption. On night four, we had Reverend Aaron Williams, who trained us on faith working by love. And this evening, on night five, as I have been telling you, your soul will thrive on night five. We have a very anointed woman of God ready to break forth and birth into us a revival, a Holy Ghost revival in the name of Jesus. Minister Arsenius Jackson, our very own. She is the host of One Touch Transformation. So we are just so excited about what God is going to do with and through her this evening. We also have Mother Janice Hudson with us, y'all. Y'all better give God some praise. Mother Janice Hudson will be coming to share her testimony with us this evening. And I just count it an honor and a blessing, because remember, God's word tells us that we overcome by our testimonies. Hallelujah, God. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. Again, we welcome you to the fifth night of revival. Our revival topic is I'm Still Standing. Our revival scripture comes from Psalms chapter 91, verse 7, and it reads as follows. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah, God. Again, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Again, that was Psalms 91 and 7, and we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. Hallelujah, God. So we are going to move on with the appetizers, our spiritual appetizers this evening. We are going to have some ministry through music with Marvin Sapp, Here I Am, and immediately following Here I Am by Marvin Sapp, the next voice you will hear will be the testimony of that of our very own, Mother Janice Hudson, one of the hosts of Let's Talk About It. So you will be hearing from her next. And for the record, I have to say, no, we do not own the rights to the music you will hear during ministry this evening, but we bless God that we do have the right to play it for the edification, for the uplifting, the rebuilding, and the encouragement of our souls. Here Am I by Marvin Sapp.
here I am. After all I've been through, I survive every toil, every snare. I'm alive, I'm alive. Here I am.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to come to you with chapter Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 4, and whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ. And saying that is because that the mystery in Christ is basically, Lord, I have been through ups and downs, you know, and with the new pandemic that came out, you know, we go through changes and we don't know which way to turn or which way to go. And we have this fear, you know, but if you believe in Christ and you know Jesus the way that I know Jesus, then you will be all right, you know. Just going back in several years ago, you know, when I was in a mental state, you know, and point I was threatened to take my own life, you know, and with me threatening to take my life, I didn't know which way to go, which way to turn, you know, and the voices just kept coming and coming and coming and coming, you know, and I just basically remember where I came from and my youth and how I was taught to pray and how I was taught to ask God and trust and believe in God, you know, and trusting and believing in Him. I came to the appreciation that I have to live. I can't die. And Lord, you didn't put me here to just end my life and say that it's over, you know, and that thought that was in my mind was just the pigment of the devil, you know, and the devil just working the way that he feels as though he wanted to work. And at the same time, I'm just hollering, Lord, please help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. And this devil came, and when he came to me like, wow, you're not wanted. Nobody wants you. Nobody cares for you. Nobody needs you. You're not wanted here. And I'm looking at my babies. As I'm looking at my babies, I'm hearing this voice just tell me that I'm not wanted and tell me that God didn't want me. But I know that's not what God said. God told me that I can live life and I can live life abundantly. And this voice just was so strong that laying down in my bed, looking up in the ceiling, I just jumped up. And when I jumped up, I'm on the ninth floor of this apartment complex. And I jumped up. When I jumped up, I just run. And when I run, I ran to jump out a window. But God saved me because when I hit that window, it was a bar in front of that window. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that bar, I jumped so hard that bar knocked me back. And when it knocked me back, it knocked me to the floor. And I'm basically like, Lord, help me, Jesus. This is not what I want to do. This is not what I want to do. In New York City, not knowing where I was at, just asking God, just please, Lord, I'm not supposed to die. I'm not supposed to give up on you like this, Lord. I'm not supposed to give up on my life like this. And I just kept running and running. I grabbed my babies and I just kept running. And I told my companion at that time, you know, I don't know what's going on, but right now, you need to follow me. I don't know where I'm going, but this voice is telling me to just keep running. I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran. I ran so fast that I didn't know what I was doing. From Brooklyn, New York to Manhattan, New York. From Brooklyn, New York to Manhattan, New York, and wind up in the front of a mental institution. Nothing but God. Never been in New York, just moved to New York about a month or two before that, and wind up in the front of a mental institution and grabbed my babies and told my companion, this is where I need to be. And when I got in this here place, I told the people what's going on, that I heard voices. Voice was telling me hurt myself, that I wasn't no good to nobody, so I didn't need to live. And at the same time, when I talked to the doctor or the admission, somebody in admission, and they was telling me that you're having a nervous breakdown. So what we're going to do, we're going to help you. And I said, okay. So they put me in a small room. In a small room, I go, I'm watching on a monitor, my children and my companion. Next thing you know, the lady comes in and she says to me, who's going to take your children? I said, well, their father's outside. And she said, oh, no one's there. He left. He tied them up and tied their shoes and everything and told them to sit there, and he hadn't been back in the past 20 minutes. And if nobody don't come, I stated that, oh, I got to get out of here and get my baby. She said, oh, no, you don't. She said, because right now you're in a dangerous situation. You're talking about hurting yourself and your babies. And I cried because they had behind this door, and I didn't know anybody in New York. And I just remembered that I met a young lady named Judy, and I called Judy, and Judy came and she got my babies. And when she came and got my babies, I just decided that I don't know you. I'm trusting God because this is what God told me to do. And I called her. She came, got the babies, and then we started our little transformation. But in the interim of it all, I wound up in a Whitehall Mental Institution. and I talked to a man of God. The doctor was a man of God, and the doctor stated to me, he said, "You're too young to be here. You're too young to be here." So with that being said, I'm going to give you something to read. And he gave me this little Bible, and the Bible, he stated to me, he said, "Read the whole chapter of Job." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I read, as I was in that mental institution for about 12 or 13 days, I read the book of Job, and I read the book of Job inside out. And I said, what a mighty God that we serve. For if Job had went through all of this, who am I to take my own life because things didn't go the way that I wanted to go? Who am I to take my own life because I wanted to live better than I lived before I came to New York City? You know, and I just want to thank, to let everybody know that in everything, and not knowing God is one of the worst things that we can do. Because if you have faith and you can trust and believe in God, then all things are possible. And with my faith and my trust and my believing in God and knowing that God is here and that God will take care of everything, I just had to thank God. And I had to thank everybody that was there for me at that time, right then and there. Because I know that I should live and I should not die. And I thank God right now to this day that I'm still here standing, living on his word and thanking God for everything that he has put forth in my life. Because not only did God give me a better life, he gave me a better companion. He gave me beautiful children, and I just want to thank God for everything, and I just want to thank God for everything that he has put forth in my life, and I will serve God from then to now until eternity, and I just want everybody to know that I'm still standing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, God. Did y'all hear that testimony? Hallelujah. Some of us are ready to give up because we think that, oh, if I'm saved, I should never wrestle with that demon of suicide, with that spirit of suicide. But listen to what she just said. When you are in Christ Jesus, that does not mean that trials and tribulations don't come up against you. What it does mean is that as you're going through it, Christ will give you an avenue of escape. Hallelujah, God, that God will stand by you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, that he's right there with you. We bless and praise God for that testimony coming from Mother Janice Hudson. I know that it stirred the soul of somebody out there this evening to know that they can overcome, to know that God is a delivering God, to know that God is preparing and taking strategic measures to get you to where he wants you to be in his perfect will, even when you're not paying attention to him. What type of good God do we serve? Hallelujah. One that loves us even when we're not loving him. Hallelujah, God. We are getting ready to be blessed with the word of God. I pray that you enjoy your spiritual appetizers this evening, but it is now time for us to dig into the main course. Now, before she comes, we are going to be ministered to one more time through music with There Is God by Donnie McClurkin. And immediately following that song, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our very own minister, Arsenius Jackson. Amen. We pray that you receive her with a hearty amen.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing He cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There's mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say, God that heals, he's a God that saves.
That's it. Everybody. Yes, God. Make God's heart happy. Say He is. Make God's heart happy. And declare today. He is. He is. He is God. He is. 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 He is.
Come on, come on, just take a deep breath and give God praise, believers in the room. Give God praise, give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 God. We bless your name, hallelujah, just for being God. Oh, God, we praise your name just for being God. We praise you just for who you are. We worship you, Lord, just for being you. Oh, God, there is none like you, and that's why we praise you. That's why we worship you. That's why we bless you. That's why we love you. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are so worthy. You are so worthy of all the praise from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised, and we just take this moment just to praise your name. We're not praising anyone else. We're not praising any other God, but God, we are praising you, the true and living God. Thank you, Jesus, the one who allows us to go from day to day, who wakes us up every morning. God, you don't have to do it, but God, we are so grateful. We are so thankful that you choose to allow us to see another day. Thank you, God. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but you, God. And that's why we love you. That's why we worship you. You are our keeper. You are our healer. You are the reason that we can still stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am so happy and so excited about being able to be a part of this great revival. Truly, the Lord has been blessing us. Even in the midst of everything that's been going on, we still owe God a praise. He is still worthy. Every day has not been beautiful. Every day has not been a good day. But you know what? We are still alive. We are on top of the ground. We have the activity and the use of our limbs. We have, at least a reasonable portion of health and strength. And for that, he deserves the praise. He still deserves a thank you, Jesus. In spite of it all, God is still good. And we're closing out the end of 2020. We're practically, out of this year. And you know what? We are still here. We are still here. And it's only because of the grace of God. It's only because of his mercies that we are still here. And so if we don't thank God for anything else, we can thank him just for still being here. People who were here, months ago, weeks ago, days ago, and just think back even a year ago, they did not make it. They did not make it. But you and I, we still have another chance, another opportunity to give God praise, to get ourselves together, because God has allowed us to make it thus far. And we dare not take any of it for granted. The next second, we cannot take it for granted, because we are here today and gone tomorrow. But praise God that we are still here. Even in this moment, we can give God praise just for still being here, able to stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's just enough right there just to thank God for. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to share what God has given me, and I pray that it blesses you tonight, that it empowers you and encourages you, and I hope the word delivers someone, saves someone, sets someone free in the name of Jesus. I want to, you know, again, thank God for this moment and this opportunity, and so grateful for the testimony from Mother Janice Hudson, how God has allow her to still be here, to go through that experience that she went through and be able to come out and share the goodness of God. Because everyone that experiences those same things that you do, they don't always make it out. But thank God we are still here. Thank God that the enemy didn't take us out while we were going through. But thank God that he rescued us, he delivered us, and we're able to share our testimony and stand and share how we are able to stand, what keeps us standing, what keeps us here, and it's only the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's just so good. He's just so good. When we just begin to think about all that he has done just in this year, and it has been challenging. Yes, it has, for all of us. And I don't want to say that it's been a bad year, or, you know, everyone says it's been a terrible year or a horrible year, but I don't want to look at it that way because, you know, everything that happened, it wasn't all bad. We've had some bad days. Yes, we've had some bad days. We have. But on the other hand, we've also had some great days. And we know that life is going to be filled with many days of trouble. And this just happened to be a year that was full of, you know, more days of trouble than the usual. At least that's what it seemed like. I mean, this was a new experience for everyone. And everyone globally, and not just us. And what amazes me and lets me know that all of what's been going on is being controlled by God is that this isn't something that happened in one particular demographic area. No, it didn't just happen in one city or one state or even just in the United States. It didn't just happen even in the Northern Hemisphere, but it happened over the entire world. The entire world was impacted by this pandemic. And so this lets me know off the top that God is in control. No man can stop what's happening. So even the vaccine is not going to stop it. We have to realize and understand that God, he's in control. We can't blame the government. We can't blame China. We can't. There is no one to blame. God is in control. He's the only one who can bring this pandemic to an end. So there's no need of us trying to figure it out or trying to strategize. How can we stop? It's going to take God because he's in control of everything. So we've been focusing on the topic or the subject, I'm still standing. And I know that there are so many testimonies out there who can attest and say that they have been through trials. They have been through troubles. They have been through, you know, some of the worst experiences that the everyday person may not go through, but you can say that you are still standing. You are still here. That is a testimony alone, that I'm still here. Knowing that I made it through, I'm still here. I heard a singer and songwriter say that in order to, you know, go through something, you have to go through it. And in order to come out of it, you have to go through it. There's no getting around it. There's no trying to, you know, maneuver your way through. But you, in order to come out, you have to go through. And whenever you come out, you can look back and say, God, I thank you. I made it through, and I'm still standing. Yes, I may have, you know, hit some bumps along the way. I may have gotten some scratches, some bruises. But guess what? I'm still standing. I'm still here. And so Job even let us know, you know, I was as soon as Mother Hudson brought up Job, I was like, we on one accord, because she was in my notes. So Job, he let us know in chapter 14 and verse 1, it says that man who is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And if anyone knew what it meant to suffer and have bad days, Job certainly knew. He experienced it firsthand like none other. So if we know that Job can go through, then we can go through too. Now, we may not have the same Job experience, and neither do I want to have it. You know, people say they want to have the patience of Job. I'm not going to say I want to have the patience of Job because I don't want to go through what Job experienced. But we can read and we can see how Job was able to go through, I mean, losing his family, losing his possessions, losing everything, and was still able to come out. So if God was with Job while he was going through, then God, he'll be with us. He will be with us every time we go through whatever we go through. We're not just going to experience, you know, one bad day, but we're going to have more than one bad day. We're going to have several bad days, but we cannot let that keep us from, you know, holding on to our faith and our trust in God, because whatever we go through, whenever we go through, God is with us. And he's going to be with us as we go through, when we come out of it, and so we're able to show and share and say that I made it through and I'm still standing. So this year, many have experienced, you know, the death of family members, the death of friends, the death of coworkers. Many have lost jobs, income, homes, and other possessions. Some have even lost their joy, their faith, in their hope. But again, we have so many examples in God's word that show us how he was with them every step of the way. No matter what they went through, no matter how hard it was, no matter how long it occurred, God was still with them. Look how long God was with Joseph. Look how long he was with David. Look how long he was even with Abraham. Even, you know, and just like Pastor was saying, just because we are believers, just because we're Christians and have this relationship with God, it does not mean that we're not going to go through. It does not mean we're not going to fall on hard times. It does not mean we're not going to experience, you know, anything bad or the trouble of the world. We will. But when you have a relationship with God, when you put your full trust in God, then that's where it comes and that's where it works. That's how you know that you're able to go through and to go through the trouble. Because our faith in God and our trust in God lets us know that, you know what, even though it doesn't feel good right now, even though it doesn't look good right now, this is not the end. Trouble does not last always. This is just a test. This is just to build my patience. This is just to build my faith. This is just for me to be an example for someone else. So don't get so bent out of shape when you begin to go through and it feels uncomfortable, because God is showing how he wants to use you for his glory. Because someone needs to know, and someone needs to see, someone needs to hear how you were able to stand, how you were able to come out. Someone is looking like, hey, how did she go through that? How did he go through that and still come out standing, still being able to trust God, still being able to put their full trust and hope and faith in God, even though you went through those hard times, even though you went through those traumatic experiences? How is it that you were able to still come out? Because not everyone makes it out. Not everyone makes it out. And we have to thank God that we were not taken out while we were going through. That's the testimony. I did not die while I was going through those hard times. I did not die while I was going through those experiences. But God was with me every step of the way. He kept me. He kept my mind, even when I couldn't keep myself. He kept me. And that's how I was able to come out. Because God, he is using each and every one of you, whether you see it or not, whether you understand it or not. He's using us in different ways. He doesn't use each person the same exact way. Every person that we read about in the Bible, every experience they went through, it was completely different. But there was a message behind every experience. There is a message behind your experience, yours, not anyone else's.
And God is using your experience to help someone else, to help that next person, someone who may be going through a similar experience, and they need to see how you came out and how you're still able to stand. So what helps us to stand, you may ask? How can I stand? What is it that allowed me to come out and still be able to stand? And I can't help but reflect over my life, the things that I've endured, the things that I went through. When Pastor was introducing me, she let you know that I am the founder and the director of One Touch Transformation. That's my ministry, but it's also a nonprofit that was birthed from pain. And I turned that pain into passion, wanting to help others who have gone through or who are still experiencing, you know, those same or similar traumatic experiences that I had to experience as a child. Childhood sexual abuse. You know, one of the worst things that can happen to a child, hurting the child and having to deal with the effects of it as a child and as an adult. And so those of you who are not familiar with the effects of it, there are several effects that stemmed from childhood sexual abuse. And there are some people who do not make it out of it, who don't make it. And not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. There are some people who have not been able to overcome, who have not been able to heal. They are still broken. They are still hurting. And so there may be some who ask, how did you overcome? How did you come out of it? How can you say that you're standing? I was 6 years old, didn't say anything until 20 years later. Now I'm 34. I'm 34 years old, and for the past 7 years, I've been able to say that I am an overcomer. I am a survivor. But it took some work. The experience, it did not, you know, it didn't break me. I'm not gonna say it didn't break me. It may have made me feel break me. It did shape me, I will say. It did shape me into who I am today. It did shape me. And even though I went through the experience, I experienced even the after effects and even the things that carry into adulthood, it still took the help of God. It took my trust in God, my faith in God, to go through, to come out and say that I'm still standing. And not everyone can say that yet. Even the things that you've endured, everyone can't, they can't say it yet. Some may get there, some may not. We don't know. It all depends on, you know, God's timing and how he decides to work. I am a witness that even though you go through, you can still come out. I came out of it. So I know if God can deliver me and allow me to come out and say that, look, I'm still standing. What you meant for evil, God meant it for my good. Just like Joseph. What he meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. He turned it around so I can show someone else that you too can come out of it. You too can still come out and stand. It's not just limited to me. It's not just limited to you. But this is for anyone who has gone through or who is going through. I'm here to encourage you that no matter what you're going through, even in this very moment, this very night, whatever you're going through, I'm a witness that God can bring you out. He can take you through, bring you out, and you'll come out standing. Standing tall with your head held high. Thank you, Jesus. But let me tell you, what helps us stand? And these are some things that help me stand, but this is what helps all of us to stand. Even as believers, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've experienced, even what we're experiencing in this year, I want to encourage you to stand. Even when it feels like you can't, when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling alone, I want you to still stand. So when we think about an anchor and what it's used for, you know, it's a heavy device and it's usually attached to a ship, right, by a cable or a chain. and it's used to hold a ship in place when it's thrown overboard. And then when we look at the other definition of an anchor, we realize that it's a person who provides strength and support. And, you know, we have anchors in our family and anchors in our circles, those who provide that strength and support that we need when we're feeling weak or when we're feeling alone. But this anchor that we're going to talk about tonight is Jesus. And now we know a natural anchor, it's heavy, it's strong. Not light or anything puny, but it is heavy and strong. And the amazing thing about it is it's smaller than the actual ship, you know, but it's strong enough to hold that ship in place. So although you have this small anchor compared to, you know, this huge ship, it's strong enough to hold the ship in place. And so we read about the anchor, our anchor, in Hebrews chapter 6. And it talks about how hope is an anchor, it's firm, it's steadfast. And this is what allows us to stand. So the hope we have in Jesus should be like an anchor. We should have that much trust in him, that much confidence in Jesus as the ship relies on the anchor to keep in place. And so this is what allows us to stand. This is what keeps us standing firm, strong, and steadfast, our anchor in God. Well, this is how we have to look at God. You know, that anchor, it holds that ship in place. And the same way it holds that ship in place, God can hold us in place. It keeps us standing. He keeps us standing. And the thing about, you know, the anchor of God, it gives us, you know, the hope. Our hope is the anchor, the hope that we have in God. And in Ecclesiastes, it tells us anyone who is among the living has hope, and even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. So as long as you have life, as long as you have breath living in, you have hope. If you have the breath of life, you have hope. That lets us know that we can make it to the next day. It may look bad. It may feel bad. But our hope in Jesus, it lets us know that we're going to make it. He's going to keep us. We're going to stand. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Again, we have to stand even when we feel like we can't, even when we are weak. Because guess what? Because your labor is not in vain. Even as a Christian, as a believer, we know that we have work to do. And even while we're going through, it may seem like what we're doing is in vain because we're going through. But no, just because you're going through does not mean that your work it ceases. But no, he said, be steadfast. You keep working, but always abounding in the work of the Lord. So even while we're going through, we're still working. Even while we're, you know, down and out, we're still working. Find the strength. That's what the anchor gives us, strength to continue to work. The anchor, it gives us strength to be able to stand and withstand everything that comes up against us. Everything that tries to knock us down, even if it's your past, because your past will try to knock you down. The enemy will use your past to knock you down, to take you out. But the devil is a liar, because God, he's greater than anything. He's stronger than anything, greater than your past, stronger than your past. And if you know that there's work inside of you to do, God is going to give you the strength to do it. What God has for you, it is for you. And what he has for you to do is for you. Someone needs to see how you're standing. Someone needs to know how you're standing. Someone needs to hear how you are standing. God's glory's got to be shown, and it's going to be shown through you. Whether we believe it or not, whether we understand it or not, whether we see it or not, because there are some things that we just will not see until, you know, God opens our eyes to it. And it's not until we realize, like, wow, this was all for God's glory. This was not just for me, but it was for others who have gone through similar experiences. This is for others to see that God is greater than anything. God is stronger. He is powerful. And so we cannot lose our hope in God, because our hope in God, well, at least I'll say my hope in God is the reason I'm still standing. My hope in God is the reason I'm still standing. And I hope you can say the same thing. My hope in God, because he is my anchor, an anchor that will never fail, an anchor that will never lose its strength. And so we cannot, you know, allow, you know, the, I guess it could be a myth that because we're believers and we have this relationship with God, that things are supposed to happen smoothly, even though we tell ourselves that it won't. And sometimes we begin to feel like we have to work twice as hard or wait twice as long as the average person. You're like, God, I know I have this relationship with you, so why am I still going through? Why am I still hurting? Why isn't everything or anything happening like I want it to? So we fail to realize that even though we are believers, even though we have this relationship, we are going to go through. But God doesn't want us to stop working. He doesn't want us to stop doing what we're doing, because it's a part of the process. One of the greatest advice that I was given, even while I was going through 7 years ago, or I should say 8 years ago, was to trust the process. Trust the process, meaning trust God. Trust what he's doing, because he's not going to steer us wrong. He's not going to take us in the wrong direction. But we have to trust the process. Take him at his word, because we know that God cannot lie. He will not. Abraham, and he swore upon his name, because he know that he cannot lie. And so as long as we trust the process and trust the word and make sure our hope is in him, we'll know that we'll come out and we'll be able to stand. We can and we will. And of all the examples of everyone who, you know, had the hope in God, you know, we think about Abraham, we have Joseph, we have Jacob, we have Job, we have Hannah, we have Esther. They all went through. Imagine if they stopped in the middle of the process. We would have no one to read about. We would have no witnesses. We would not be able to see and to read how they were still able to stand even while going through. And you think about it, they never stopped working. They never stop. They continue to labor in doing the work of God while going through, no matter how long it took, no matter how hard it was, no matter how long they had to wait, they still went through. And I know sometimes we lose patience because we want it to hurry up and be over with. You know, that was one of the things I struggled with even while I was going through. Like, God, when am I going to be healed? When am I going to stop feeling like this? So I understand. It gets frustrating. It gets aggravating. It hurts. And you just want to hurry up and get through it. But you have to trust the process. Trust the process. In other words, trust God. Trust his word. Because if he said it, then he's going to do it. If he said that he'll bring you through it, then he means just that. He means just that. And we can read how God was able to keep his promises. And to this day, he still does. Even while we're losing hope at times, or even losing our joy or some peace, God still holds up his end of the word. He holds up the end of his bargain. And so we have to continue to put our hope and our full trust in God. Because my hope in God is the reason I'm still standing. So I can tell that to anyone. It was the hope of God that keeps me standing. My hope in God, because he's my anchor. He's my rock. He is my fortress. everything that I need him to be. And that's the reason I'm still standing, because we cannot trust in man. He told us not to put our trust in man because they will let us down every time, but God will never let us down. I mean, imagine if we had to depend on man in order to stand, you know, in order to come out. If we're honest, if it was left up to man, we'll never come out. That's just the way man operates. But I am so glad that God is not like man. I am so glad God does not operate like man. I'm glad that his ways never change. I'm glad that his thoughts, the whole entire thought process of God compared to man, I am so glad that they are not the same. And I hope you are too. I really hope you are too. So still standing, how do we stand? So let's go to, I'm almost done. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17, talking about how are we able to stand. Because, you know, some people may wonder, how is it that you're still able to do the work of God during these uncertain and crazy times, even like right now? Times, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to say it's been a horrible year, because I have been able to accomplish, several things in this year, as troublesome as it has been, as uncertain it has been, I can say that God has still been blessing me. He's opened doors. And like I said, he's allowed me to accomplish so much. And crazy thing about it, or the funny thing about it, however you want to say put it, there were things that I probably would not have accomplished had we not been, you know, shut down and been able to tap into all of our creative sides. And so with this challenging year, it has caused us to be more creative. I mean, and basically God has allowed us to work with what he put inside of us. And so how many people would have actually took the time to work with what he blessed you with or put inside of you? We probably would have just put it off and said, I'll try it next year. I'll do it another time. But no, God brought everything to a standstill and literally forced you to, all right, let me see what you can do now. But that's why I say it has not been a horrible year. Yes, some horrible things have happened, but at the same time, God has allowed some great things to happen. So how do we stand? How can we say that we're standing even in the worst of times? So makes me think of the Charles Dickens novel, Tale of Two Cities. It was the worst of times, or it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. But how can we stand even in the worst of times? Ephesians 6 and 13 through 17 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So all of these things combined is what helps us to stand. You know, when people don't understand how you're still able to come out with your hands up, it's because of having on the whole armor of God. You're able to go through, you're able to take these things, and at the same time, whatever's being fired at you, you know, he tells us to have on the shield of faith so that we're able to quench whatever is thrown at us. Whatever the enemy tries to send our way, we can still put up our shield of faith, our faith in God. It lets us know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and it lets us know that we are more than conquerors. So whatever the enemy tries to send our way, it won't work. Thank you, God. It took the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is what we're able to stand on, the word of God, his word, his promises, his truth, his righteousness. That's what keeps us standing, putting on the whole armor of God. Whenever we put on the whole armor of God, I'm saying, I am trusting you, God. This is your armor that I'm putting on. I'm not just going to put on anything. Think about it when you go shopping. You shop for some quality clothes. Well, some people, they shop for some quality clothes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with thrift shopping, but whenever you find a brand that you really enjoy wearing, that you really like. You know, you feel proud. You feel great when you put it on, especially when it's, you know, some good quality clothing. It feels good, and you can walk out of the house. You know, we used to be able to walk out of the house, but whenever you would put on that bad outfit, you feel proud because it was some good quality. And that's how it is with the whole armor of God. When we put on that armor, it's like, look, I trust this brand. This is the only brand that, you know, I really love. You'll pay for that brand. And so with our armor of God, we are trusting in that brand. We appreciate that brand. My hope is in this brand. This brand cannot do me wrong. This brand would not make me look bad. That's how we have to feel about when we're putting on the armor of God. And when we're putting on the armor of God, it allows us to withstand anything, no matter what comes at you, no matter what you have to go through, even if you have to go through the fire, even if you go through the flood, whatever you have to go through, whatever comes your way, we are able to stand because we have on that full armor. My hope is in God is the reason I'm still standing. My hope is in the armor of God. That's the reason I'm still standing. Your hope, it has to be in God in order to stand, trusting in that armor of God, knowing you're able to go through no matter how hard it is, no matter how long it may last. It won't last forever. Just know you're going through and you're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out, and you're going to be able to stand. Just think about what it looks like on the other side. God is with you before you go through, while you're going through, and whenever you come out. God is still there. God is still there. So even if your past is trying to haunt you or throwing darts at who you know that God has destined you to be, it won't work. It won't work. It will not work. Because God has a plan for you. His promises never fail. His word is true. And what he said, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. So my hope is, and God is the reason I'm still standing. My anchor that's in God is the reason I'm still standing. So make him your anchor. Make God your anchor. If he's not your anchor tonight, tonight would be a great time to do so. As we're closing out 2020, well, we're like 2 days away. Go into 2021 with your full hope and your trust in God so that you're able to say, I'm still standing, that I'm still standing. It's not just for me. It's not just for, you know, pastors and leaders and ministers and believers. It's for everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thief kill comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In order for us to live a life of abundance, we have to make sure our hope is in God. We have to make sure that our trust is in God. Put on the full armor of God. Let him be the center of everything. Put him first. And I guarantee that you'll be able to come out with lifted arms, you know, standing, saying that I made it, I survived. The enemy tried to take me out, but guess what? I'm still standing. All because of my hope in God. All because I made him my anchor. And so if you want to make him your anchor, you don't have to wait until 2021. You don't even have to wait until tomorrow night service. But you can make that decision right now. He tells us to come unto you, all who labor, who are heavy laden. He will give you the rest that you need. He will give you the peace that you need. Lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, so So we got to lay it all down so we can put our full trust in God. We got to lay it aside. And not just lay it aside, but cast it unto him. Cast all your care, for he cares for you. So everything that you're carrying, every sin, every bad experience, every issue, every anxiety moment, every stressful moment, whatever is taking or trying to steal your peace, whatever's trying to steal your joy, whatever's not trying to steal your faith, whatever it is, you're going to lay it aside, and we're also going to cast it onto God because he's the only one who can truly take it and really take care of it because we know that he cares for us. And so tonight, make the decision to make God your anchor. All we have to do is repent and ask God to come into our lives. No matter what you've done, no matter how horrible you think you may be, he still loves you. There is nothing that you can do to make God love you any less. That's what kind of God he is. He's loving, he's gracious, he's kind, he's forgiving. And he's just to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so if you're ready to make that decision, to make him your anchor, I'm going to pray with you tonight. I want you to just pray with me as well. Open your heart, open your mind, so you can receive his love and receive his spirit. Because God has a plan for you. God has a special plan for you that he needs for you to carry out because someone else needs to see and hear your story, how you were able to come out of whatever you've gone through or whatever you're going through. Someone else needs to see that and hear that. And God is going to use you. He's going to use your experience, use your story to bring his name glory. So let us pray. Thank you. We bless your name. God, we love you because you first loved us. There was nothing that we've done, nothing that we can do to deserve your love. But God, we are so grateful and we are so thankful just for loving us where we are. Even if we're not in the place where we should be, not doing what you have instructed us to do, even when we've been disobedient, God, you still loved us the same. And for that, God, we tell you thank you. Father, we come at this hour, in this moment, and ask for your forgiveness. God, we repent of all of our wrongdoings. God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. God, we ask that you renew our minds. God, we ask that you purify our thoughts. God, we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we lay down every sin. We lay down every wrongdoing. We lay down everything that is not like you. And God, we pray that you will forgive us for anything that we may have said or done, any evil thought that may have entered into our minds, those that we know of, those that we may not even know of. God, we ask for your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. God, we don't want things to come up in the day of judgment, but God, we ask that you cleanse us right now, that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Wash us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we receive your love. We receive your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, a spirit that will change, a spirit that will transform our life, a spirit that will allow us to walk in the newness of life in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. God, we thank you that we will put on the armor of God every day that we step out and do your work. God, we thank you, Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Even as we continue to go through this revival, God, we pray that your name be glorified. God, we pray that someone is delivered, that someone is set free, that someone is saved, that someone accepts you in their life in the name of Jesus. God, please don't let our running be in vain. Don't let our singing, don't let our speaking, don't let our ministering be in vain. But God, we pray that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. Help us to show that you are God. Help us not to be ashamed of who you are. Help us not to be ashamed of who you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to glorify your name and just show who you are. Oh, God, continue to manifest your power through us. God, continue to show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you are worthy. God, we thank you for allowing us to go through everything that we've been able to experience, every hard time, every troublesome time. God, we thank you for allowing us to go through and to come out and say that we're still able to stand. God, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you and to praise you and to show forth your glory and to send out your word in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you continue to bless the remainder of this revival as you carry us through. God, we pray for those who are bereaving, those who have lost loved ones. God, we pray that you strengthen only like you can those who have lost their jobs. God, we pray that you continue to just provide for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you can, and we know that you will, because, God, you've never left us. God, we know that you'll be with us always. God, you say that you'll never forsake us, and, God, we believe you. We take you at your word because we know that you're a man that will not lie. And so, God, we thank you in advance for being our provider, for being our shelter, for being our keeper, for being our healer in the name of Jesus and for being our Savior. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you. We thank you, God. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. In the name of Jesus, help us to be grateful. Help us to be thankful. Help us to have an attitude of gratitude in the name of Jesus, even during these times. God, we realize that these times are hard. And, God, we realize that everyone is not able to have the attitude of gratitude. But, God, we pray that we're able to show it, that we're able to just show the spirit of gratitude and show your love with everyone that we may have an encounter with in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise your great name. For God, your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is so worthy to be praised. God, continues to strengthen us in the areas where we are weak. Build us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to encourage our brothers and our sisters. And we'll forever give your name all the praise. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our pastor, and she's going to give us our announcements and let us know who's going to be sending our word tomorrow night for night number 6.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Didn't I tell you that tonight your souls were going to thrive? Hallelujah, God. He is just so worthy. He is so awesome of the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank and praise God for Minister Arsenius Jackson and just her willingness and obedience in serving the Lord and under the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. We bless God for her. I don't know about y'all, but she made my soul jump when she started talking about that anchor in the ship. And I loved when she said, and the part that's the deepest is the anchor that holds the ship in place is always smaller than the ship. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. God. But she got me thinking about something because she said that God is our anchor. Well, you know, in order for the anchor to work, it has to be connected to the ship. Mm-hmm. And it's a chain. Usually connects the anchor to the ship. And which we don't really realize is that the chain is usually stronger than and more sturdier than the anchor. Because if it's not, the anchor could break away from the ship. That's what's wrong with some of us today. Our anchor's been broke. Mm, Jesus. But when I thought about it, she said that God was our anchor. So that means if God is the anchor, then that chain that connects the anchor to the ship must be a representation of Jesus Christ. Girl, you got me ready to preach up in here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. That I didn't come here to preach. I came to tell you who's going to be here tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm just excited, hallelujah, God, about what he is doing as we shake this old off and embrace the new as we go into this new year in the presence of God. So now, if you're ready for all that's broken to be fixed, you want to make sure you're with us on night number 6. Tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, we will have our very own Minister Robert Pop Pop Hudson bringing the word of God before us. And as he is one of the hosts of Roundtable Ministries, he is also the host of Self Expression. He is also our engineer. He is my right hand. He is just a man of God, and we bless God, an anointed man of God. And he is going to bring the word to us tomorrow. Also, the testimony tomorrow evening will be coming from our very own evangelist, Todd T.C. Nelson. He is the host of Real Rap as well as the Fighting Gospel Hour, and he also sits at the round table with Minister Robert on Round Table Ministry. So again, you do not want to miss the move of God, the testimony, nor the word from these two anointed men of God tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for the sixth night of revival. I'm still standing. We thank and praise God for all of you who have joined in with us. Please, please, please join in with us tomorrow evening. We bless God for you. Minister Arsenius, wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
To God be the glory for all the things that he has done. Just going to close us out and just want to continue to encourage each and every one of you to make sure that you have made God your anchor. Because that's the only way that we'll be able to withstand everything that we go through, the storms of life, the past, whatever it is, every experience, every bad experience, every troubling experience, every unusual and uncomfortable experience. In order for us to stand and to have continue to have that testimony that I'm still standing, we have to make sure that, you know, God is our anchor. So we don't want to go into 2021, like Pastor said, with our old ways and carrying old baggage that we know that God can get rid of. But, and even if you do, I mean, I know that we are human. Even if you do happen to carry a few bags in 2021, make sure that you have still made God your anchor so that you're still able to eliminate those bags. Because it's the only way that we'll be able to have true freedom and true deliverance. Because you don't want to go into 21 still bound with the same things that you that had to carry all 2020. But we want to go into 2021 with God as our anchor, as our center, being connected. Because even when you started bringing up the whole connection of the chain, the only way that we're able to make sure that we are connected, we have to stay connected to the vine, right? Because he is the true vine. And in order to grow and to produce the fruit that, you know, God has he put inside of us that he know that we can do, we've got to stay connected. So the same way that we're connected to the vine and connected to that chain and the ship and the anchor, how they share that connection, we've got to stay connected to God. And in order to stay connected to God, he's got to be at the center. He's got to be our anchor. He has to be that anchor. And we just praise God and we bless him for what he's doing right now, the things that he will do coming into 2021. I'm excited and I hope that you are too. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. This has been a great experience, an unusual experience throughout 2020. But like I said, it has not all been bad. God is still good. He is still been blessing even in this year. And I pray, my prayer is that you will continue to have hope in God. Carry that hope into 2021. And I hope that even after tonight, you've been encouraged to have, you know, even a stronger hope for God to help you stand. Because the thing that we don't want to do is go into another year and still, you know, lacking hope and lacking faith and lacking trust, because that would defeat the purpose of who we are We are believers. We are to be like Christ. And so in order for us to show, you know, Jesus, we have to make sure he's at the center. He's at the center in everything that we do, no matter how small it is, no matter how large of a scale, how small of a scale of things or platforms, we still have to make him the center, our anchor. So just keep that in mind. Go into 2021 making sure that, you know, God is your anchor. And so we'll go ahead and close out with prayer. Father, we thank you again for being able to share your word, being able to encourage someone. God, we thank you for being our hope. We thank you for being our strength, our joy, and our peace. God, we pray that you continue to strengthen us even as we're going into 2021. Help us not to go in that year the same way that we left 2020. But God, help us to go in feeling empowered, feeling encouraged and hopeful, but hopeful in you, knowing that no matter what comes our way, good and bad, that you are still in control, that you are still the center, that you are still our anchor. And God, we pray that you watch over us even as we sleep, continue to protect us and our family and our loved ones and everyone who is connected to us. God, continue to be the healer that we know that you are. Heal those who need you in the name of Jesus. Comfort those, strengthen those in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you. We praise your name and we bless you for who you are, all that you've done, and even what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you for tuning in tonight, and we hope that you'll join us tomorrow night for night 6.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.